Ross cut through, that would be, it would file, that would a file, regular file, sit down there with this, each one of the teeth on the thing had to be filed just right, so it would cut good, but have a dull sole.
Huh.
You had one man, usually that would become pretty good at that type of thing, so they would bring the knives and all to him, he'd do more at that, and the other old time was bad on something else, and the old man had sharpened knives, brought his stuff to the old time for some other things to do, you know, they, it kind of split the profession, as you would say. One would take one, the other would take the other one, and help each other. People used to help each other a lot.
Did you ever have those kind of things that you would sharpen like that?
They sharpen a knife. Yeah.
That was a what? That was a...
They used to call it stone. Sharpening stone.
Wet rock or wet stone.
Wet stone. They would put a little oil on there, a little tobacco juice on there, you know.
Yeah. Did you ever burn coal on the island? Did you ever see it burn like in the school?
I never did see coal burn, mostly wood. Some coal, some of the old timers used a little coal like the coffee beans, you buy the coffee beans green.
Mm-hmm.
The old timers would roast the coffee beans and then they would have a little hand gadget there, they would smash the coffee, ground by hand and you would ground the coffee beans. You could go buy the coffee ground with the one old lady used to make the coffee beans. You could smell in the whole neighborhood when they roast that coffee beans, that smell good. And you get your coffee there. Of course, already you made coffee once a week. You couldn't make fresh coffee. Now you make a fresh coffee. Now an hour old, you throw that away. Them days it was 3 days old, it was considered good coffee. The spoon would stand up in it, how strong it was. Like I said, not that many years ago.
How do you take your coffee?
I like dark coffee. The stronger the better. I don't like that. If I drink tea, I'll drink tea. But most people today make coffee. You put a drop of cream in there and it's white. I don't like that. I like good strong coffee.
In other words, you like it with cream or?
Oh yeah, cream and sugar, but it's a strong coffee.
Yeah.
In other words, you drink a cup in the morning, you're not going to sleep till next night.
Yeah.
That's how I like coffee.
Most people drink their coffee, well, some people drink it, what around here?
Black, just like they just pour it and drink it like we used to.
Yeah.
But,
they say straight, you know, take your coffee
if
straight.
Pure with chickory if you're in a restaurant, you know. Pure, everybody drinks pure coffee.
Yeah.
But you should sell the coffee beans out here by the sack, green beans, and you roast your own. Well, the old lady roasts and you buy from her. Give her a nickel, she give you a bag of coffee, you know.
How'd you prepare it? Like you do today, or?
The same way, no electric percolator or you had your little coffee pot, you kept pouring the water, right into the coffee ground, it would drip through a little hole on the bottom of the coffee, you know, and then the coffee would drip. It's good and strong enough. After 3 days old, the coffee was pretty nice. You could drink fresh coffee 3 times a week, couldn't afford it.
Okay. Where'd you keep your cows?
Cows came right next to the house, most of the time, right in the back of the house. The milking cows, and in the morning, they would turn to pasture, and then they'd milk them, and then, you know, vice versa, at night, they'd bring them in. Cattle and horses all used to roam free on Grand Island.
Huh?
Roam free all over the island. Nobody had to tend them up. They were free. They just roam all over the island. And then everybody had a brand on their car. They cut the ear a certain way. They all had a half moon or a cut on the tip. And everybody had their brand.
What was your daddy's brand?
My daddy never owned cattle that week. My grandmother now. My grandmother's aunt owned the cattle. And they would get the milk from them. They never owned cattle.
Yeah. Well, and then they would, around the house, how would you put them in a what, in a, was there a place where you'd keep a...
The cow, they had a little pen and it had a smaller family, you jam the cow in there, give a little bucket or something to eat while you're milking them, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's how they used to say, couldn't kick you or swat you with the tail or something like that.
What did your, now, say your cow was picking up the back, her back leg, and she was about to get ready to kick the bucket over, what would your mother say to her?
Well, usually there in the French word, you know, Cahier, they always had a name. Every cow had a name.
Uh-huh.
A good cow, a mediocre cow, a bad cow, or something. They always had a little slap or something like that. They would cut that out, you know.